Devoted by Dean Kuntz, performed by Eduardo Ballerini. All knowledge, the totality of all questions and all answers, is contained in the dog. Franz Kafka. We are alone, absolutely alone on this chance planet, and amid all the forms of life that surround us, not one, excepting the dog, has made an alliance with us. Maurice Maeterlinck. If you pick up a starving dog and make him prosperous, he will not bite you. This is the principal difference between a dog and a man. Mark Twain. A dog is the only thing on earth that loves you more than he loves himself. Josh Billings. Darker than darkness. Tuesday, 4 p.m. to Wednesday, 5 p.m. Chapter 1. 3 years after the accident, Megan Bookman's heart and mind were in a good place, although occasionally anxiety afflicted her, a feeling that time was running out, that a sinkhole might at any moment open under her. This wasn't intuition at work, but just the consequence of being widowed at 30. A love that she'd thought would endure, a man she'd believed would grow old with her. All was taken away without warning. This current sense that somewhere bells were tolling toward her final hour would pass. It always did. She stood in the doorway of her only child's bedroom, watching him at his computer with its array of associated equipment, as he researched whatever currently fascinated him. Woodrow Bookman, Woody to everyone, had never spoken a word in his 11 years of life. At birth and for a few years thereafter, he cried, but not once since he'd turned 4 years old. He laughed, although seldom at anything that was said to him or at any comical sight. The cause of his amusement was often internal and a mystery to his mother. He had been diagnosed with a rare form of autism, although in truth, the doctors didn't know what to make of him. Fortunately, he had none of the most challenging behavior associated with autism. He wasn't prone to emotional meltdowns, wasn't inflexible. As long as he was in the company of those he knew, he never recoiled when touched or suffered mentally from physical contact, though he found strangers suspect and often frightening. He listened intently to everything that was said to him, and he was at least as obedient as Megan had been in childhood. He didn't go to school, but neither was he homeschooled. Woody was the ultimate autodidact. He taught himself to read only a few months after his fourth birthday, and he was reading at a college level 3 years later. Megan loved Woody. How could she not? He had been conceived in love. His heart began beating as he formed within her. As far as she was concerned, it beat in sync with hers all these years later. Besides, he was as cute as any kid in a cookie commercial, and in his own way affectionate. Although he allowed himself to be hugged and kissed, he neither hugged nor kissed in return. At the most unexpected moments, however, he reached out and put a hand on hers, or he touched her jet black hair and then his own, as though to say that he knew he had received it from her.